Daybreak, Section Introduction. Overview for 2 Samuel. Purpose: the books of Samuel, together with Joshua, Judges, and the books of Kings, offer a history of God's providential dealings with his people. The book of 2 Samuel records the history of David's reign and demonstrates that obedience to God brings reward, while disobedience brings punishment. Author: unknown, but some think Samuel had much to do with the compiling of information later put in this book. Some have suggested that Zabad, Nathan's son, may have been the author, 1 Kings 4:5. The book also includes the writings of Nathan and Gad, 1 Chronicles 29:29. Date written. The exact date is unknown, though a general time frame can be made based on internal evidence. Samuel was born prior to 1100 BC during the Philistine oppression. The conclusion of the book cannot be ascribed to a period earlier than the closing years of David's reign, since it contains the last words of the king but no mention of his death. Most commentators feel that it was completed somewhere between 1050 and 930 BC. Setting: the book of 2 Samuel records the history of David's reign over Judah and then over all of Israel. Key people: David, Abner, Joab, Michal, Ishbael, Bathsheba, Nathan, and Absalom. Summary: in the Hebrew, the manuscripts forming 1 and 2 Samuel are one book. The book was separated into two volumes by the Septuagint translators, later adopted in the Vulgate translation, and was first translated in the Hebrew Bibles at Venice in 1518. The division between the books was appropriately made at the death of Saul, which was a turning point in the history of Israel. The books bear many evidences of being compiled from pre-existing documents. History was documented and kept by scribes, and these records became the principal authorities from which historical works were established. An example of historical documentation is in 1 Samuel 10:25, where it said that Samuel wrote a book descriptive of the manner of the kingdom. He may also have written other books. Most of the accounts and descriptive narratives may be the accounts of eyewitnesses. These were written down by the inspiration of the Spirit of God, so that the finished product was neither strictly history nor biography, but the living Word of God. The book of 2 Samuel deals almost completely with the account of David as king, which is concluded in 1 Kings. The events in 2 Samuel are a direct continuation of the history recorded in 1 Samuel. This book tells how David attained the throne of Israel and how he administered successfully the affairs of the kingdom through an eventful period of 40 years. The account can be divided into three sections: David's rise, chapters 2 through 10, David's fall and punishment, chapters 11 through 20, and David's closing days, chapters 21 through 24. After the rebellion in which some of David's own family turned against him, he regained the rulership over Israel. David began the reconstruction and collected great provisions for the building of the temple. He was not allowed to build the temple, but the last verses of 2 Samuel tell of David's purchase of Araunah's threshing floor, on which David erected an altar, chapters 24, 24, and 25. This later became the very spot where the temple was built, 2 Chronicles 3:1.